Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. I have questions for you, and perhaps this is of a concern. Your memory, if you're over the age of 70, since you were the age of 60, are you finding that it's tougher and tougher to remember those phone numbers? That those years when you could just glance at it one time and you'd got it in your head, glued to your brain, that those days are long gone? Are you losing your keys even though you had them in your hand? Or are you losing your keys and looking for them and they are in your hand? Do you lose your clothes? Do you drive on the freeway and get disoriented? Do you sometimes go to the doctors and sit in the room and read the magazines and forget where you are? Do you have a significant other? Is your husband and your wife starting to scare you because, well, something's wrong upstairs? If you've been told, no, it's not Alzheimer's, no, it's not Parkinson's, well, that's good. But millions of Americans each year start to decline cognitively. Cognitive decline. We call it senile dementia. Lots of people get it. It's almost considered normal. That travesty occurs in this category. That joke that just because you're getting older, you have to go senile. Lots of people buy that, don't you? Because you don't. Here's the problem. The problem is, once it becomes irreversible, once it goes too far, it's very difficult, if not impossible, to turn it around. And that's why you've got to catch it long before it turns into something bad. And there's lots of signs. There's lots of symptoms. You can determine whether you're going senile 10 years before you get there. And that's one of the concepts that I'm going to drive into you, hopefully, today. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. I do this show in conjunction with a website. That's drmedici.com, drmedici.com, drmedici.com. Why? Because my shows are not the normal show. You really got to think. You really got to wrap your brain around some of the terminologies. I'm not just selling herbs. I'm not saying take this supplement because your brain will function like it did 20 years ago. And why? I don't generally find that to be the truth. I think American nutrition needs an upgrade. And the upgrade is the American public's got to get much, much more fundamentally educated. Not just, yeah, I understand, but you got to really take it with the full gravity of the words into your soul. And that means you have to get educated. So if you're driving, obviously, just listen. But if you can get to the website, and I archive all the shows, doesn't cost you anything to listen to them. That's drmedici.com, drmedici.com. Go under the KTI shows. In fact, I've got about 270 hours of different shows I've done over the years. Listen to them. It's your educational library. It's your nutrition library. It's your lifestyle health library. Okay. So you're starting to feel like your memory's slipping, but you get by. But you can function. Maybe you can work. You can take the part-time job. You can get around town. Nobody's really pointing it out to you, but you're starting to realize that your memory's not just, it's not like it was. That is when you have to do something about it. Now, that could include a lot of people. But that's the point. A lot of people after the age of 80 years old are done. Most people don't get bad till they're after 70. But everybody that gets bad after 70 is already showing real signs of this after the age of 60. So you got to start looking for the little things. If your memory's only half as good as it was when you were 20, get on it. If you've even had one or two moments where you get disoriented, maybe it was once over 6 months. It was a weird thing you said, but you just didn't know where you were. Get on it. These signs of dementia will start with limited frequency. It might happen once in 6 months. It might happen once in a year. But that's enough, and this is the point. Now, if you go to the doctor and you say, I want to get the head start on this, we don't really have any tests. And that's why this slips through the cracks all the time. That's why I'm doing this show. Catching dementia before it's irreversible is something that the typical organized Western model of medicine isn't doing a good job of. Well, we could give you an MRI of your head when you're 60, and you know what they tell you? They tell you these signs on the MRI are the normal wear and tear. That's what they'll tell you. And this is the travesty. This is the mistake. We've decided that by the time you're 60 years old, you don't have a brain functioning at anywhere near the level you did when you were 20. So there you are on your way to dementia. And even if you took the time to act preventatively, you're going to be told that you simply look normal. You look like every other 60-year-old. And what they leave out is you look like every other 60-year-old, half of whom are going to be headed towards dementia. And this is the problem. So you have to do this yourself. You've got to be proactive about it. And so the first step in being proactive is, as I said, if you're in your 60s and you're having these scary moments, even if it was one over 6 months, that's telling you something. If I were you, I'd be telling my doctors, get that MRI of my brain. I want to start looking at it now. And I've had that MRI. You know, the MRI is a non-invasive test. It's not like a CT scan. It's not like something invasive that causes damage. MRIs are very non-invasive. Now, yeah, you got to go in that MRI machine, and nobody likes to do that. But if you really are starting to see these signs, and yet you're holding your own, husbands, wives, if your significant other is starting to show these signs, get yourself a non-invasive MRI. Make your medical doctor get referred to the neurologist and say, listen, I want to catch this early. Go up there and look now. And remember what I told you. They're going to tell you you're normal. But what you're going to do is use that MRI as a baseline, because in 2, 3, 4 years, you're going to have another MRI done. So you're going to track it through the relative pictures. And this is something that's not done. You get one and that's it. No, the power comes from relativity. So the first thing is you look for the signs in your experience each day. And even if those signs are very minimal, you take them very seriously. That's where an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. The second thing you do once you get these limited signs is you go to your doctor and you make sure you get the MRI. Now you have a baseline picture. Those two things are huge. Now let's get to what you can do aside from diagnosis and catching it. What can you do about it? You got to fat flush your brain. The brain is fat. And the typical American diet, whether it's the fat in the meat, the fat in the carbohydrates, the fat in the flour, the fat in baked goods, fats, oils, cooking oils, get into the diet from everywhere. Whether you're eating carbohydrates like pasta or donuts or bread, whether you're eating beef, chicken, turkey, whether you're having just potato chips, it doesn't matter. Cooked fats, high-heated hydrogenated trans fats, get into the American diet, and you've got to ruthlessly clean them out. Now, there's a book you should get. It's the best book in the last 20 years, distinguishing between good fats and bad fats, so you understand how to get rid of the bad fats and put the good fats in your brain so that you can do the fat flush. And that's Udo Erasmus, UDOERASMUS, Udo Erasmus, Fats That Kill, Fats That Heal. That's a book that should be on your shelf because it's going to give you a real distinction between the fats, many of which you're eating. We were all raised on them in America in the last 40, 50 years. If you're in your 60s, in your 20s and 30s, you were pushing these things down. Nobody was talking about it, and they were creating the travesty of health we have today in America. So this book gets into teaching you what the bad fats are versus the good fats. If I was talking about avocados and olives and coconuts, I'd be talking about the healthy fats. If I was talking about the fat in fresh, wild-caught fish done very lightly, like steamed and poached, I'd be talking about the good fats. If I was talking about krill oil. But again, lots of people think they can get the good fat out of a bottle. Lots of manufacturers are capitalizing on the fact that many of the good fats are a little more difficult to obtain from the diet, or people don't, so we like to put it in a capsule. I really want to caution you about these companies that claim that they're selling good fat from krill oil to docosahexaenoic acid to the various good fats that we put in the bottles made by, well, perhaps sometimes well-intentioned marketers. But here's my point. If you want good fat, you have to go to the fresh foods. Make no mistake about it. If you're addicted to your potato chips and your carbohydrates and your garbage foods, and you find that, well, you're aware of all of this and you want to get some good fat in and you're doing it out of a capsule, please don't do that. I've been doing this so long only to tell you that when you really get into therapeutic dosages, when you really get into the lifestyles that make a difference to the brain, people are always using food fat. You've got to spend the time to source the good food. So the first concept here is get the good food with the good fat, get the book, get the lists, and get rid of the garbage fats. Absolutely mandatory. Second thing is you have to flush the gallbladder. Now, I did a show on this on KTI. I did my first show, Why Flushing Your Liver and Gallbladder Prevent Disease. You will not digest the fats. You will not emulsify them. Therefore, you can't use them unless that gallbladder is working. So you can't just think you can get it from food. You have to digest it from the food, which means you've got to flush the gallbladder. So number one, you've got to know which fats are good and which fats are bad. I listed a couple, but there's lots more. You've got to get rid of the bad and stuff yourself with the good. Do not worry about good fat. Good fat will never get you sick. Bad fat will get you senile. It will get you demented quickly. Then you've got to make sure that you flush the gallbladder because you can't digest the fat otherwise. After that, you've got to keep your blood sugar low. Now, I did a show a couple of weeks ago for you. It was show number 5, Diabetes and Misdirection, What the Doctors Are Not Telling You. Do you know today that it's standard medical understanding that a big part of Alzheimer's disease is high blood glucose, that the plaques in the brain of people with Alzheimer's are driven off high insulin. And high insulin is very akin to blood sugar problems, very akin to diabetes. So we already know this in the literature, and yet, well, we know it for Alzheimer's, but nobody tells you about it in regard to senility. It's just as important for senility as it is for Alzheimer's, as it is for anything else. The brain is fat. And that fat, if it's rancid, if it's the bad fats, oxidizes the brain cells and starts to kill your neurons at a faster rate. The other thing that does that is high insulin. High insulin, your immune system will attack the tissues of the brain in the presence of high insulin. High insulin is a very pro-inflammatory chemical. You don't want it in your body, and you really suffer if it's up in your brain. So if you're 60 years old and you fit this description, you've got to begin to live with your blood sugar under 100 all day long. I don't mean just when you get up in the morning. Listen to that show. Get on the website, drmedici.com, drmedici.com. Listen to show number 5 again.